We jumped back over to the city building around 11 a.m. to do a pre-meeting workshop, kind of reviewing progress made on some goal areas that the commission had identified back in February. And then our regular meeting at 1 p.m. began, and among the things that the commission accomplished during that regular meeting, they kind of wrapped up the Garden Rapids at Big Pool contract. They had three outstanding items that they needed to make a decision on. One of those was a 2-inch mill and overlay of the parking lot. They could either do that or not do that. They chose to add that into the project. I think some of the reasons they articulated that was that they articulated as to why they did that was that that's kind of being used for the staging area, and so that a mill and overlay would really refresh that surface and have a parking lot that sort of glistened in the same manner that a new facility would. So that was added into the project. They also chose for the big windows on the bathhouse that are a little further up the building. I would say they're about 15 to 18 feet up the building. And there's, I don't know how many of them, CD, it's probably eight, maybe 12 around the top ring of the building. They had some choices to either leave those windows as is, to do a different type of aluminum frame with some opaque glass, a little bit of a refresh and a repaint to give it a little bit of a new look, or go with cow wall windows, which are sort of a type of block that allows light to get in, but doesn't necessarily allow you to be able to see through. So they ended up choosing the refreshed window with aluminum panes and the obscured glass, and that was those were the only things, the two things that they added to the project. So that's all wrapped up. They're relatively small items, but they needed to be finalized. We also had a presentation on, I think we had mentioned the stand-up slide on a previous show, that the slide manufacturer of that's engaged in our project is adding in a fifth slide at their expense, and they're calling it, had a little bit different name, but I'm calling it a stand-up slide, but that's probably not the right word. But anyway, it's kind of V-shaped, a flat bottom. You ride it down. He described it as heelys, kind of on your heels. You sort of, but you instead of putting your weight on your feet, you actually put it on your arms. And so there was some nice visuals of that and what that was, and the manufacturer coming down and saying, this is why we're doing that, and we're excited about the project. And they're a company out of Kansas, out of Paola, Kansas, and they want to have these slides present near their corporate headquarters so that they can show off not just that slide, but an entire slide complex that, with the combination of the fly high, the conventional slides, and this other more stand-up version, that they'd be able to go to a facility and show prospective clients all of those things in action.